Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been born again by a seed. What was this seed? The seed was the word that we heard. Anybody remember when you got born again?
Yes.
Do you remember when you got born again?
Yes.
How did it start? You heard something.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
You heard somebody shared with you, or you heard somebody preach, or somebody teach in a service or on TV or whatever, or a friend told you something. Is that right?
Yes.
Words. And what you didn't realize is some of those words that you heard were not natural words. They weren't corruptible seeds. In some of those words you heard, there was incorruptible seed. Seed's amazing. Most amazing. I read where that there have been cases where seeds were found that were thousands of years old. And when they put water on them, they started to germinate. And so they planted them, and they became a plant that was better than the current ones. That produced seed, and they planted the seed, and they produced plants. And their rate was 100%. Where some of the newer ones were much, much less. And that seed had all of that inside it, just sitting there for years and decades and centuries and millennia. One of them was, they said, 30-something thousand years old, they thought. And all that's sitting there, nothing's happening, is completely dormant until it got a hold of some water and it got in some ground and then stuff started happening. Hallelujah. It began to expand and develop and put roots down and then reach up for the surface. And a blade and an ear and a full corn in the ear. This is exactly how the Word of God works. You can have the incorruptible seed in the book laying on your coffee table. It can be there for thousands of years. And nothing happened. Until somebody takes it and plants it. Hallelujah. Plants it. Go to 1 Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and the 6th verse. 1 Corinthians 3 and 6. He said, the Spirit of God through Paul says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Now, is he talking about planting tomatoes or beans or wheat or corn? What's he talking about? What did Paul plant? What did he plant? How did he plant seed in the Corinthians? He came there and he preached to them and he taught them. But his words were not just the words of men, corruptible seeds. In what he preached and taught to them was the anointed, incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And those that received it, that seed was planted in them. It's one of the most amazing things. And Apollos, we know, was a teacher. So he came by behind Paul after Paul had preached the word to them for the first time, and he taught them. And here the scripture calls that teaching watering. Watering. There's water in the seed. There's varying water content. It can't be too much water or it'll go into action. But when you tell you, they took that seed that was thousands of years old and they put some moisture on it, it activated it. And then they put it in the ground. Everything that was in that seed became active and started developing. And it started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It developed roots. It developed shoots. That's why your body is sitting on a chair today. There was a point where your body was a seed in your mother's womb. Right?
Amen.
A seed. And that's everything in that seed begin to develop in the proper environment of your mother's womb. Getting the water, getting the nourishment, everything, the materials that the seed needed to become a baby. It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
It's a miracle. It's around us. We're used to it. But that doesn't change the fact. It is an astounding miracle.
Amen. Amen.
And it didn't just pop into existence by itself. If you can't see intelligence through all this design, then maybe you're not so intelligent. Intelligence recognizes intelligence. He said, I planted. How did he plant? Planting is when you heard it for the first time. Paul was an apostle. The ministry of the apostle is foundational. The apostle ministers the word where it's never been heard before, lays foundation, starts churches, starts ministries, starts works. And it takes that anointing to accomplish that. That's not everybody's forte. Going into a situation where nobody's helping you. Nobody believes what you're going to say. It takes some strength. It takes some grace to not only not be suppressed by them, but get a bunch of them to come over to you and join you with this incorruptible seed. But when, just because something's planted, that's not the end, that's the beginning. And it needs more of the same. Apollos came and he taught on what Paul had preached. They're not preaching two different gospels. They're not talking about two different Holy Spirits or two different plans of redemption. Apollos is teaching the same thing Paul preached in the beginning, and what was happening to the seed that he had planted in them. It was being watered. And what was happening as it was being watered, it's growing. Can you see that? It's growing. Faith is not knowledge. Faith is not of the intellect. Faith is of the heart. For with the heart man believes, Romans says. It's not knowledge. Just because you heard something and you say, well, I heard that, I know that, that's not the end. That was the beginning. A seed was planted. Now we need to get a harvest out of that seed by continuing to water it. Here's a seed. By His stripes, you were healed. Hallelujah. Well, just hearing that automatically heal you. No, it won't. Just knowing that. Well, just knowing that automatically heal you. No, it won't. Well, just making notes and being able to write out the Hebrew and Greek definitions of it automatically heal you. No, it won't. What is that? It's an incorruptible seed. Hallelujah. And you want to get that in you. You want to receive it. so that it's in the ground, then what do you want to do? You want to water that seed. Just like a little baby plant in your house that was worth, you know, $1 million. And every day you come by and it's got one little bud sticking out of the ground. And you talk to it and go, oh, you're a pretty little plant. Here's some more water. Okay, not too much. All right, here's some. You water that thing and you speak to it. And when things are right, what's going to happen? I mean, you may not see it at first. You won't see it at first, but there's activity under the ground where you can't see. There's activity. Something's happening in the realm you can't see first. Then, won't be long, you'll start seeing effects in the realm you can see. That comes afterward. But you keep watering it. You keep watering it. I know I'm repeating myself, but there's a reason for it. Faith is not knowledge. Knowledge is not faith. Knowing something, knowing about something isn't faith. Faith is not of the intellect. Faith is of the heart. These are spiritual things, not natural, not mental. And that word can be working in you, and you're still scratching your head trying to figure out what it means, but it can be working in you and you don't yet understand what it means. You don't have to understand how a tomato grows to get a tomato. You do have to plant the seed. And you do have to water it. You don't have to know anything about the genetic code or the processes. You just got to get the seed in the ground and you must water it. Verse 7, so then neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but God that gives the increase. He works through his word. He works through his seed. Every seed, tomato seed produces tomatoes. A bean seed produces beans. A healing seed produces healing.
Amen.
An abundant seed produces abundance. A peace seed produces peace.
Yes.
Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
Victory seed produces victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He that plants and he that waters, verse 8, are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. One translation says, you are God's field. You are God's field to be planted, is what he's talking about. Say it out loud, I am God's field.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.